We're back here on the School News Podcast here on MPS Voices and Jazz 88, and it is time once again for our monthly conversation with the superintendent of Minneapolis Public Schools, Dr. Lisa Sales Adams, is here. Dr. Sales Adams, always good to see you, always good to talk with you every month, and we have a lot to get into. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Manny. It's great to see you as well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Busy times. These days, it's been a great month with Black History Month being celebrated here at the district, and it's been busy, but it's been awesome. Mm-hmm. It's been great. So much to get into with you today. First, I know as we start here, I know you have a message for the community. Why don't we get right into that?
Yeah, thank you for that. So I'd like to just thank our entire MPS family for holding our students close to their hearts. It's no secret that the last few months have been extremely stressful for MPS students, staff, and the entire community. Our students have been subjected to unnecessary fear and barriers to learning and attending school in person. I wanna say thank you for those who have helped out with food drives, food delivery, GoFundMe appeals, and organizing safety patrols to make sure children going to and from school are safe. Our community feels especially big. We've received videos, Valentine messages of support from around the globe, from teachers, administrators, community members in other communities. So I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart, but I also want to talk about how the word neighbor has just kind of changed its context. And I have seen firsthand how the word neighbor has been so inclusive. It's been so humanizing and important. I wish that we were never in this situation, but again, I just want to thank everyone on behalf of myself, the board, our families, our students, our teachers. I want to thank our staff and our teachers, social workers, all the folks who have helped really hold our children together during these unfathomable times. So thank you.
And you talk about the wonderful staff we have here at MPS, and we've got a couple that I think we should really acknowledge. We've got a couple that are Teacher of the Year nominees. Why don't you share a little bit more about that?
We are really proud to tell you about two MPS educators that are among 30 semifinalists for this year's Minnesota Teacher of the Year Award. So we have the fabulous Sophia Butler, who is a music teacher at South High School, and Hannah Walker, who's a wonderful social studies teacher at Anderson United Middle. So really proud of both of those. An independent selection panel will choose about 10 finalists in March, and the Teacher of the Year will be announced in May. One thing that I have noticed as a common theme since I've become the superintendent in Minneapolis Public Schools, when I first got here, Tracy Bird was the Minnesota Teacher of the Year for the state, but we continue to have teachers that rise to the occasion. So I want to say congratulations to Sophia and Hannah, and also to the five other teachers from Minneapolis Public Schools that were selected as the 2026 Minnesota Teacher of the Year. And then I'd just like to share those names with you. Dr. Jesus Cervantes Quiros, who is a second grade teacher at Emerson Dual Language Elementary School. Jonathan Eddington, who is a music teacher at South, so two for South. Marie Mulvaney, English teacher at Washburn High School. Kara Noble, dance teacher at North High School, and Larissa Parr, who is a physical education teacher at Health Elementary School.
That is so wonderful, and it's awesome to see so many hardworking teachers and educators at MPS that are getting recognized like this. It's just really an amazing honor. So congratulations from all of us here at MPS, MPS Voices and Jazz 88. Congratulations to all of those teachers and educators. Dr. Sales Adams, we also have two new student school board representatives as well. I know we get two new of those every year. Why don't you share who they are and tell us a little bit more about them?
Yeah, so if you all ever have time to either attend a board meeting in person or to watch online, we have two amazing new board reps. So we have Boise Corva, who is a student at South High School, and Diane Webster, who is a student at North High School. So they attended their first board meeting last week, if I'm not mistaken. And the types of questions that these two young men were asking of board members, of presenters, they're so thoughtful, they're so reflective, and they really carry the voice of the student population, not just at their respective high schools, but across the district. So I know that this will be an amazing experience for them, but especially for us, because we do really care about, honor, and lift up student voice in Minneapolis Public Schools.
I love to see it too. It's awesome that that these opportunities are presented to young people, to students of MPS that get this opportunity. It's they're amazing representatives for their schools and really the entire student body of the district. So congratulations to both of them, and I know they're going to do great for the rest of this school year. Also, we have MPS students advancing to the International Future City Finals. Why don't you share a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so Washburn High School and Justice Page Middle School students went to Washington, D.C. for the Future City Competition Challenges. Just like it sounds, the Future City Competition challenges students to envision and build the city of the future while incorporating STEM learning. Washburn's team is the first one from Minnesota to qualify to the high school division, ranking among the top 20 high school teams in the world. So, not the country, but the world. And then meanwhile, Justice Page Middle School teams earned its school's seventh state title, setting a record for the most wins by a single school in the 27-year history of Minnesota Future School Cities Competition.
That is amazing. That's so cool. I love it. I love it. Dr. Lisa Sales Adams, the superintendent of Minneapolis Public Schools, talking with us here on the School News Podcast. Roosevelt National Unified Champion Banner Ceremony. I know that happened just a couple of weeks ago on February 11th. Why don't you share a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so if you get a chance to go to Roosevelt High School in the gym, if you look up, you will see a banner that the school and the district is really proud of. So they were recognized by the Special Olympics as a National Unified Champion School. The ceremony was February 11th, where the banner came and students were recognized. Roosevelt is the first school in Minneapolis to be honored with this title for its efforts and success around inclusion.
I know DJ Nixter, who you met yesterday at the central office meeting. He's a Roosevelt alum. He goes to T Plus now. He was really excited about that. I remember talking with him. He was really excited about that that ceremony. So congratulations to Roosevelt, and a tremendous honor for them. We've got some other news involving student athletes at MPS. Why don't you share a little bit more about that as well?
Yeah, so the Olympic Games are not the only place to see exciting cross-country and alpine skiing this month. MPS student athletes recently competed at the Minnesota State High School League Nordic and Alpine State Meet in Beowawe, Minnesota. Southwest High School, the girls' Nordic team earned a silver medal led by second-place team sprint relay finish. At Washburn High School, the boys' Alpine team finished fourth overall. The Nordic boys team placed fourth and girls seventh. At South and Roosevelt High Schools, known as TNT, that stands for Tigers and Teddies, the boys Nordic team placed 10th overall with a strong relay and individual performance, including a 12th place relay finish. And also a big congratulations to Roosevelt High School varsity wrestling team. They're the city conference champs, and it's Roosevelt Wrestling's first outright city title in 25 years.
Awesome. Just amazing. Congratulations to all of those teams from all of those schools. The Olsen Unified students are suiting up as the Junior Wolves Dream Team as well. What more can you share with us about that?
Yeah, so our students enjoyed an unforgettable day at a recent Timberwolves game through the 2026 Junior Wolves Dream Team program. So a special thank you to the Minnesota Timberwolves, Special Olympics Minnesota, and UnitedHealthcare. Our students met players, watched warm-ups, courtside, and they even had a chance to shoot hoops with some of the players. So these are memories that our students will always carry with them, and we're really grateful that they had the opportunity.
And last thing here for Dr. Lisa Sales Adams, Superintendent of Minneapolis Public Schools. The district spelling bee is happening tonight. Of course, if you're viewing this a little late, we're recording this on February 26th, Thursday, and the district spelling bee is happening tonight. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the spelling bee is tonight at North High School. And many of our students love spelling with a vengeance. Now, can you spell vengeance? I'll spell it for everyone. VENGEANCE. It was a recent winning word at our annual district spelling bee. I admit it's a little bit of a tricky word, but we're excited for all of our students to come out and compete. And I just want to put a plug out there for our community members, if you have an opportunity to come out to our events to support our students really need that love, that appreciation, that recognition, because our children are our most precious asset.
Amazing stuff. I'd just love to see the kids here in the district do so well and accomplish so many things and get these wonderful opportunities. So, I love being able to, you know, talk with you and share this stuff with everybody too. So it's amazing to see all the kids at MPS really excel and do so many amazing things and get recognized for it. So, Dr. Sales Adams, really appreciate the time today. Always look forward to these conversations, and we'll do it again next month.
All right. Thank you, Manny.